So he hid it. And one place he knew he could hide something is...
CITR.
5 long years he wore this watch. Up his...
CITR.
Then he died of dysentery. He gave me the watch. I hid this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my...
CITR.
2 years. Then, after 7 years, I was sent home to my family. And now, little man, I give the watch to you.
riding off into the distance of the sprawl itself. From Montreal, that was the Arcade Fire with the penultimate track to this year's The Suburbs, Sprawl to Mountains Beyond Mountains, which touches back to the Butler Brothers' fascination and affection for Depeche Mode, and Régine Chassagne takes charge over the vocals. And the Arcade Fire had a suitably epic year, recording the album onto 12 inches, then using those as digital masters for The Suburbs. And then they released a few songs randomly and discreetly to small record stores worldwide to sort of build out the excitement before the album itself came out. And recently released is a moody video for the title track, The Suburbs, directed by Spike Jonze, featuring sort of like a military conquest of some Texas suburbs, which stands a bit of a contrast to the unique video, or I guess more interactive browser promotion that the Arcade Fire came up with, the song We Used to Wait. Taking a bit of Google Earth action, spinning around your childhood addresses, and then opening a whole bunch of windows. So, good evening. This is Exploding Head Movies here, your cinematically inspired program broadcast on UBC's, what did I say this time, celebratory community radio station, CITR, 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And I'm Gak. We'll be looking backwards, going forwards, until 9 p.m. You can phone the station here, 604-822-2487. And you can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So, happy St. Lucia's Day. This is what the Scandinavians do. They pick their maiden girl, dress her in white, and then set fire to her hair. Well, she wears candles, and some other wonderful stuff happens, and there's a procession involved. But 2010, almost done here. A couple exams probably left for some of you folks to write up. And even though there's a few weeks left in the year, we'll just do a quick snapshot of how the last 12 months have gone musically. We're not going to shoot for a best of list because everyone's asked me, oh, top 10, on the spot there. And I'm like, I don't know. I've been listening to a lot of music. Some came out this year. A lot of it has not yet come out. And most of it has been legacy related stuff. But I'm a little reluctant to play songs I've played before in the year. But very at least what's left of the show here, the next 80 minutes or so, we'll touch upon 2010 in review in a ways, but we'll close up with one of the most highly anticipated soundtracks as of late, and we heard a cue at the beginning of the show here, and that's Daft Punk's score to Tron Legacy, and we start off with Jeff Bridges there, moaning away with Daft Punk for The Grid. Just to give a little warning here, the following song contains words that may be considered offensive to some, awesome to others, so listener discretion will be advised. And besides, the CBC played the original version of the song during one of their afternoon shows, and that's not the sanitized Forget You other stations may play, or Gwyneth Paltrow or William Shatner will cover, but featuring a little bit of remix work by fellow Atlantan La Castlevania. Here's the voice behind Gnarls Barkley and Goody Mob, Thomas DiCarlo Calloway. We know him better as CeeLo Green. And you know this as Fuck You.
He's an Xbox and I'm more Atari. But the way you play your game ain't fair. I picture the fool. Yeah, go on and run, tell your little boy. See, you're carrying around town with the girl I love in my life. Fuck you. I just the change in my pocket wasn't enough. I'm like, fuck you and fuck her.
Now ain't that some shit? And although that's pain in my chest, I still wish you the best. But fuck you. Now I know that I had to borrow from begging, stealing, lying, cheating, trying to keep you, trying to please you. Just being in love with your ass ain't cheap. Nah, I pity the fool. I really hate your ass right now. One for your dad. Yes, she did. And I was like, why? Why? Why, baby? I love you. I still love you. Oh, I see you got around town with a girl I love.
Preceding song contained offensive language, and it's almost over.
Love. That's a big word for having only four letters and one syllable. It means a lot, and once it's out there, you can't just take it back. But we're ready to say it. We love you, our loyal listeners, who donated generously during our 2010 fund drive. Thanks to your support, we can continue to keep our station running smoothly. Our library digitization project has begun and will be finished in a few months' time. This means we'll be able to satisfy your song requests in the blink of an eye, and that our ever-expanding music library can grow to its full potential. We couldn't have done it without you. You, whom we love. We love you.
Girl. hungry doesn't mean that you're lean. Lies that could curdle your heartstrings.
To a term of affection the chef gave the band in the rental LA mansion that they did for the recording of the album This Is Happening. That was LCD Sound System with Drunk Girls, as remixed by the label mates on DFA. They're called Holy Ghost, and that came out as part of the 8-single Adult Swim singles project. And of course, the original version can be found on This Is Happening, LCD Sound System's 3rd and likely final album, though band leader James Murphy has offered to continue releasing music in different ways, much in the way that he worked on the Greenberg soundtrack earlier this year, but he's going to be leaving touring to the young kids. But during LCD Sound System's recent tour, one of their teammates was Hot Chip, and along with sharing guitarist and multi-instrumentalist Al Doyle, Hot Chip released an album of their own this year, and it's still stunning to hear other like radio stations refer to Alexis Taylor as a girl, even though he's the singer and one of the songwriters of One Lad of the Five. And they've just finished their tour for this year. They had a show last week in St. Petersburg in Russia. Unfortunately, they missed Vancouver this time around as part of the One Life Stand tour, but word is they're taking some time to spin some tunes, do some DJ work, work on some side projects, and, oh yeah, work on some new music for an album. It was even discussed that they might release it in 2011. But from this year's album, One Life Stand, here's Hot Chip with the title track. You're listening to CITR Vancouver.
My temper, with the hope that you would tame me. Stand by your old man. Keep on, keep on. I only wanna be
Vancouver's own Fine Mist with Stop or Start. And you can find that off their album Public Domain, self-released with the help of some few friends who pitched in some coin to help get that album released. And that's Jay Arner, Megan McDonald. They had the record release party a few weekends ago at the Biltmore, along with helping out for the 90s night at the CITR Fun Drive finale party. And they've helped the station out a bit further. They've donated a track, I believe, to appear on the CITR Pop Alliance Volume 2 compilation, available for CITR donors during last month's fund drive in the last month or so, in the first month or so of 2011. That's when that record should be due. It's pressed. You should have a coupon at that point, and it will be yours. And they actually do have a final show for 2010 lined up tomorrow, Tuesday, December 14th, at the Railway Club as part of a few birthday parties here for the CITR crew. People like Ben Lai, Luke Meat, all good folks, and they're joined by Wizards, Chris Horrific, another fantastic CITR DJ safety show. So show up to the Railway Club, bring your party hats, and for Ben, of course, bring a little bit of Winnipeg cheer. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies.
Well, how best to explain it? You've seen me in X-Men.
Yeah.
The character I am, Professor Charles Xavier. Mm. If you remember, he can control things with the power of his mind. Can make people do things and see things. So I thought, what if you can do that for real? I mean, not in a comic book world, but in the real world.
All right.
So in my film, I play a man who controls the world with his mind.
Right. That's interesting.
Yeah, for instance, I'm walking along, and I see this beautiful girl, and I think I'd like to see her naked, and so all her clothes fall off.
All her clothes fall off?
Mm, yes, and she's scrabbling around to get them back on again, but even before she can get her knickers on, I've seen everything. You know, I've seen it all.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. We've already seen everything.
Okay. It's a comedy, is it?
No.
Yeah, money. Without money, what would we do? We got a little idea. We see what's going on. Money is the root of all evil. But ain't nothing evil about money. Because we need that money to pay the bills, to pay the rent, huh? Banks are falling. President's scratching his head. The economy is down. Wall Street about to lose them. I mean, up and down. Gas prices up and down. Nobody knows what to do. You know what we need, though?
Something that I said was something that
are you going to get through? There's Sharon Jones of the Dap Kings with Money off this year's I Learned the Hard Way. And that's the Brooklyn Collective's fourth album released earlier this year through the Daptone label, the home of the Dap Kings, where they play the house band. And I Learned the Hard Way shows a bit more of a progression from the soul funk band to a bit more of a 70s Philly sound. But of course, there's that heavy bottom feel along with Ms. Jones' powerful vocals. Hopefully you caught them when they were in town, when they visited the summer, and hopefully you scored as well some riff songs on 45s by them and the rest of the Daptone folks. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak. This is Exploding Head Movies. And of course, when it comes down to money as well, we should just want to thank you for everyone who had donated to the station during November's 10-day fun drive, number 5. And yes, we made our numbers, so that digital library should be kicking at some point. All this wonderful equipment, this will get upgraded. I think my knuckles might need an upgrade after that, too, as well. I believe if you still want to donate, you can always just go to CITR.ca. You'll only be getting tax receipts, though. No goodies will be left. But if you do get in touch with me afterwards, I can always verify what's going on. I think there's a little couple goodies here and there, although I might have to hand deliver them. So let's continue with some Canadiana here. And we're actually going to stay with some BC girls. We'll go with East Van at this point. Through the Mint label on the Pack AD. Had a wonderful blues snorting time. The latest album, We Kill Computers, found ample rotation here at the station, and they were able to parlay that for a lot of tours. They just finished their European dates this weekend, so I believe Becky Black and Maya Miller should be back on their way home now. So from We Kill Computers, here's the Pack AD with Big Anvil.
Come on over, It's been 24 hours. Got my money?
Oh, you know what? Just give me till next Friday. I'll have it for you.
Oh, that's funny. I could have sworn I said have it today.
Yeah, I don't have it. Sorry.
Oh, well, all right then. That's good, OJ.
Ah!
Yeah, that hurt?
Ah!
That hurt?
What the hell?
Yeah, it feels so good, does it?
Ah!
No, huh?
Oh!
Yeah.
CITR would like to thank everyone who donated their time, love, and money to FunDrive 2010. The money raised goes directly into the operating costs of keeping our station on the air. To thank you for your donation, we have prizes that are waiting for you here. If you have not yet picked up your prizes, now is the time. Come down to CITR World Headquarters in room 233 of the Student Union Building on UBC campus between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Monday to Friday.
You got till 5 o'clock. You hear me? You got till 5 o'clock.
You freaking psychopath!
Clean yourself up.
Pay your pledge. Get your prizes. It's that simple.
Because there's a lot of fistfights by babies here at CITR World Headquarters. So that's right. If you still haven't picked up your prize yet, or if you still haven't paid, then yes, swing on by, get that sorted out, talk to the fine folks here at 101.9 FM. Before that bout of violence, we heard Fanshawe with O Sailor off her Dark Eyes album, which came out earlier this year through Mint Records. The CD version came out in February, but a few weeks ago there was a party to celebrate the release of the vinyl version. So if you want to want some a little bit of Ms. Featherston Hall on your turntable, you can always just check out one of the local record stores, or why not use Mint Records, either their website to order online, or at least to find a copy in your town. This is Exploding Head Movies coming up later. Well, a little bit of Daft Punk. But, yeah, Vancouver's had a strong music scene this past year. You sort of think about all the releases that came out, like Apollo Ghosts with Mount Benson, Japan Droids and their 45 single series. Then you think about live-wise, you have Dan Mangan, 4 sold-out shows at the Vogue, everything else that's happened. We had the Shindig Finals last week, featuring the Wizards, the Crystal Swirls, and this year's Shindig winner, the O'Wells. They're a darling pop act, and everyone, all those bands definitely have some recording time lined up. That said, we're going to go black for this next set, starting off with Black Mountain, who released another polished chunk of Zeppelin-level rock. And originally I was hoping to pair these songs for the recent 2 shows when they played with the Black Angels, but illness did me in. So good news is that these 2 songs are awesome, and they're very indicative of 2010, much like the rest of the show's gone. And yes, from this year's Wilderness Heart, available now through Jag Jaguar, here's Black Mountain with the Hair song. We'll be right back. bringing a little bit of one psychedelic wonder there. That is the Black Angels, for whom Black Mountain played with for back in the back half of 2010 as they toured around, and that was off their Phosphine Dream album. The song was Bad Vibrations, and both Black Angels and Black Mountain shared a producer recently. Dee Sardi helped titling each band's own strength. And in the Black Angels' case, it's that droning psychedelic garage sound. And the album had been in a bit of limbo after their previous label, Light and Attic, had to delay releasing it and eventually passing it along to Blue Horizon. And there's been a wonderful sort of psychedelic streak that sort of kicked in this year. You think about acts like Tame Impala. Of course, I'm blanking out right now. Caribou had a bit of a psychedelic feel as well, too. But the new album's out through Dunyan Clinic. Definitely went that route as well, too. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. Up next is a bit more of a, we didn't expect this to be ambient, but that's not the direction he's headed. And that would be Brian Eno. Last we heard from him by himself was 2005's Another Place on Earth. But he did collaborate with David Byrne recently. Not really like a remake of My Life in the Bush of Ghosts, but it was the Everything Will That Happens Today Happens Today. I'm completely wrong and off the top of my head. But what he's done as of late amongst all the iPhone applications and stuff like that is he's been doing some more presentations, and he actually is coming to town January 10th, 2011. He'll be at the Vogue Theater giving an illustrated talk. But perhaps he'll be talking about the album he just released, which would have been Small Craft on a Milk Sea through the Warp label. Definitely a label inspired by Brian Eno's past compositions. And it features five tracks from a rejected score to Peter Jackson's Lovely Bones that I do want to take a look at later. And it also features some mostly improvisational work with fellow musicians John Hopkins and Leo Abrahams. And Abrahams actually toured with David Byrne. He was in town for the recent Byrne and Eno music tour. But from Small Craft on a Milk Sea, here is Brian Eno with Two Forms of Anger.
Thank you. to party, right? Guys like him, they don't like to party like we do. You know, we're having a lot of fun.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We like to party.
Yeah, we like to party. Did I say that already?
That was me. Well, you caught me. That was Fawn of Tigers. That was comes off their 2010 album Continent and Western through Drip Audio, and that was Soheb, the lead track there. They're a seven-piece instrumental act here out of Vancouver, headed by guitarist Stephen Lyons, formerly of Bow Venture, formerly of Buttless Chaps, and currently with Cloud Splitter as well, too. And if you, anytime you go to the Railway Club, you catch it at the right time, he may be serving you a pint. And of course, anytime I go there, I usually get a hip check elsewhere, because at some point, there will be a CITR versus Railway Club road hockey game some point in the winter of 2011. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And the entire album, Continent Western, has that wonderful feel there. Listening to Exploding Head Movies here, CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. I almost said that in the whistle voice. That would not have been cool, but when am I ever? Last week at the Vogue, we had Books, the Books, as it were, Nick Zamuto and Paul DeJong, vocals, cello, and sampler, as they sort of brought their collage music along. 2010, they had their first album out in a long time called The Way Out, featuring a lot of self-help and hypnotherapy tapes. Just older found music that isn't as profiled as much. Now, this is a song I definitely have played in the past, but this is one that died at some point when the podcast server just sort of bit the farm briefly. But this is a tribute to the 12th root of two, which most musicians know as the semitone. So here are the Books from The Way Out, and this is Beautiful People.
Верфить ровно жнецы сровня слушари Страги в скевнах нич дрюсва тесняня флухи
background here. From Toulouse via Paris, this is Paul Rajimbaum. Known there as Mon Kopf. And this is a title track to an EP that came out earlier this year through Asphalt Duchess. This is Def House, one of two 12 inches they released this year, following up in the success of last year's Galaxy of Nowhere album. And of course, some of us did see a video that came out for Ave Maria featuring two girls fighting in bed, and then something seems to destroy the city. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here. If you're friends of CITR, your car will be useful along the drive. And stick around, we got some Daft Punk coming up here.
Become a friend of CITR and receive great discounts at businesses around Vancouver. Your Friends of CITR card will net you discounts on Commercial Drive at Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore. You'll also save online at Band March Canada and Big Mama. It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus, or visit us online at citr.ca.
Sunday, Monday, Sunday, Thursday night only, Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Jay, how's it going?
All right, I guess.
I didn't think I would bump into you in the street.
No, usually on Thursday nights I'm listening to Thunderbird Radio Hell.
So am I.
Yeah, usually the radio has a show on at 9 p.m. to 11.
9 p.m. to 11 p.m., that's right.
It's a pretty good show.
Is that the show with the live bands?
Yeah, it sounds like there's talking between the band and the guy.
Yeah, that guy.
Interviewing bands while they're still alive.
I'll check it out.
Live from Thunderbird Radio Hell on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
In the background, this is Armory. We'll be soon seeing all the visuals tied into the music this Friday as Tron Legacy comes out. And this is Daft Punk here. Daft Punk, we all know from France. They released three albums during that time frame, usually spaced by 5 years. Then they've done a crazy tour all the time as well. Last we heard from them, informally, they actually had their live album that came out in 2007, the Alive 2000, yeah, DVD set as well, too, featuring the Pyramid Tour. But in that time, amongst a couple little remix work by the duo, either separately, Guy Manuel de Onoem Cristo and Thomas Bangalter, they've been working for Disney. Now, this is a remake. Well, not really a remake. It's sort of a sequel. It's been about, oh, goodness, 28 years since the first Tron came out, 1982, featuring a score by Wendy Carlos, the stylistics of Mobius and Sid Mead, fusing live action and backlit animation together, cutting edge graphics and a weird story at the time that no one really grasped, the idea of entering a computer world. But we're going to listen to a few more cues here, not to babble away, but coming up we'll have The Game Has Changed, then we'll have End of Line, and we'll sort of see what happens afterwards. for a lot of people, that was their first introduction to the music that Daft Punk provided for Tron. That was End of Line, appearing on the website that was lined up by Disney for a while. There's the teaser trailers that existed for at least 2 years at this point. The second the light cycle appeared with Jeff Bridges at that point, it hit a couple Comic Cons and basically everyone's jaws dropped the floor. And director John Krasinski, who was hired based on a couple test commercials that he had done, of course, it was sort of proposed to sort of come up with an idea for who would do the score. And, of course, how could you not go with Daft Punk to go with Tron? Jason Bentley from KCRW sort of helped act as the music supervisor and actually bridged everything together and got Daft Punk in touch with Disney to help out. And with the orchestration help of Joseph Trapanese, they had an 85-piece orchestra set to help out. And they sort of looked at the idea that the fact that the cello was around for 400 years and they look at it for 400 years later, that might still kick around. But synthesizers, they figured that has a bit of a short shelf life there. So they decided to sort of experiment a little bit. And there's a lot actually of like core orchestral music that appears in the soundtrack itself. But of course, everyone's looking forward to the electronic stuff. And this, if you bought the music, the soundtrack digitally a couple of weeks ago before it came out in the stores last week, this was the downloadable track that they gave with you. And it's definitely a pumper. So here's Daft Punk from the Tron Legacy soundtrack. And this is Derezzed. Amongst other pieces that the Daft Punk has brought for the score, there's even an adagio, very elegiac strings as well, too. And what we're just hearing, listening here is Solar Sailor, and it's possible I might talk over Arrival, depending how much I have time to blather on here, before we end up with the end titles of Tron Legacy. Of course, expectations being what they are, in comparison to actually how that sort of cult film was in 1982, expectations are probably riding a little high. You know, the story might sort of suffer along the way. Everything that you expected the sequel to take care of, especially in light of a couple video games in between 1982 and 2011, or 2010. Yeah, of course you always have your hopes up, but then again, it's just a film after all, so I think some people are definitely lining up Thursday midnight as it turns into Friday at the Rio Theater as they start doing their midnight debut there. And I've heard if you dress up in costume, you get a dollar off on your ticket there. So that's it for Exploding Head Movies. I'll be back next week for a bit of a Christmas thing or a holiday time, Solstice, Saturnalia, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah's all over and done at this point, so hopefully everything worked out for you well. So take care. Jazz Show is up next.
You are listening to CITR FM and cable 101.9 or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up.